Lupine once scurried along the ruined corridors of the palace, the summoning of dragons under one arm, the glittering royal sword grasped uncertainly in one hand. He halted, panting, in a doorway. Not a lot of his mind was currently in a state sane enough to have proper thoughts, but the small part that was still in business kept insisting that it couldn't have seen what it had seen or heard what it had heard. Someone was following him, and he'd seen Vetinari walking through the palace. He knew the man was securely put away. The lock was completely unpickable. He remembered the patrician being absolutely insistent that it be an unpickable lock when it was installed. There was movement in the shadows at the end of the passage. Once gibbered a bit, fumbled with the door handle beside him, darted in, slammed the door, and leaned against it, fighting for breath. He opened his eyes. He was in the old private audience room. The patrician was sitting in his old seat, one leg crossed on the other, watching him with mild interest.
"Ah!"
"Once," he said. Once jumped, scrabbled at the door handle, leapt into the corridor and ran for it until he reached the main staircase, rising now through the ruins of the central palace like a forlorn corkscrew. Stairs, height, high ground, defence. He ran up them three at a time. All he needed was a few minutes of peace, then he'd show them. The upper floors were more full of shadows. What they were short on was structural strength. Pillars and walls had been torn out by the dragon as it built its cave. Rooms gaped pathetically on the edge of the abyss. Dangling shreds of wall hanging and carpet flapped in the wind from the smashed windows. The floor sprang and wobbled like a trampoline as Once scurried across it. He struggled to the nearest door.
"That was commendably fast," said the patrician.
Once slammed the door in his face and ran, squeaking, down a corridor. Sanity took a brief hold. He paused by a statue. There was no sound, no hurrying footsteps, no whir of hidden doors. He gave the statue a suspicious look and prodded it with a sword. When it failed to move, he opened the nearest door and slammed it behind him, found a chair and wedged it under the handle. This was one of the upper staterooms, bare now of most of its furnishing and lacking its fourth wall. Where it should have been was just the gulf of the cavern. The patrician stepped out of the shadows.
"Now you've got it out of your system," he said.
Once spun around, sword raised.
"You don't really exist," he said. "You're a ghost or something."
"I believe this is not the case," said the patrician.
"You can't stop me. I've got some magic stuff left. I've got the book."
Once took a brown leather bag out of his pocket.
"I'll bring back another one, you'll see."
"I urge you not to," said Lord Vetinari mildly.
"Oh, you think you're so clever, so in control, so suave, just because I've got a sword and you haven't."
"Well, I've got more than that, I'll have you know," said Once triumphantly.
"Yes, I've got the palace guards on my side. They follow me, not you. No one likes you, you know. No one ever liked you."
He swung the sword so that its needle point was a foot from the patrician's thin chest.
"So it's back to the cells for you," he said, "and this time I'll make sure you stay there. Guards! Guards!"
There was a clatter of running feet outside. The door rattled, the chair shook. There was a moment's silence, and then door and chair erupted in splinters.
"Take him away!" screamed Once. "Fetch more scorpions! Put him in... You're not the..."
"Put the sword down," said Vimes, while behind him Carrot picked bits of door out of his fist. "Yeah," said Nobby, peering around the captain. "Up against the wall and spread 'em, mother breath."
"Eh?
What's he supposed to spread?" whispered Sergeant Colon anxiously. Nobby shrugged.
"Dunno," he said. "Everything, I reckon. Safest way."
Once stared at the rank in disbelief.
"Ah, Vimes," said the patrician. "You will..."
"Shut up," said Vimes calmly. "Lance Constable Carrot?"
"Sir?"
"Read the prisoner his rights."
"Yes, sir."
Carrot produced his notebook, licked his thumb, flicked through the pages.
"Lupine Once," he said. "A.K.A. Lupin Squiggle Secky P.P.
"What?" said Once.
"Currently domiciled in the domicile known as the Palace Ankh-Morpork. It is my duty to inform you that you have been arrested and will be charged with..."
Carrot gave Vimes an agonized look.
"A number of offences of murder by means of a blunt instrument, to wit, a dragon, and many further offences of generalised abetting, to be more specifically,
ascertained later. You have the right to remain silent. You have the right not to be summarily thrown into a piranha tank. You have the right to trial by ordeal. You have the...
This is madness, said the patrician calmly.
I thought I told you to shut up, snapped Vimes, spinning around and shaking a finger under the patrician's nose.